Today, I want to talk about Airbnb, right? I'm sure you know who they are. They're a publicly traded company worth around $75 billion, right? And I want to talk about what they are, right? And exactly how they're using SEO and organic traffic to essentially grow the business, right? There's a lot we have to cover here. I'm going to go very deep into what they're doing exactly. So if you're doing SEO or if you're building a listing website, this is definitely going to be a video you want to watch because there's going to be a lot of things I say here that tell you exactly how you can grow a business just like Airbnb. Of course, it takes years to do it, but these bases are fundamental. So let's get straight into it. First things first is what is Airbnb, right? I won't spend too much time on this because I'm going to show you what it is. Airbnb essentially is a listing or directory or marketplace website, right? They have on the front page all the listings they have available, right? These are UGC, so user-generated listings, right? And as a user, you can pick and choose which one you want. And then, of course, they have a dedicated page to the listing. Now, this is a very simplistic view of what Airbnb actually is, right? But essentially, it boils down to them being a listing directory, marketplace type website, right? How do they make money? How do listing websites make money? There's essentially three main things: transaction fees, paying to post a listing, so paying to post one of these, or ads, right? Airbnb essentially takes a transaction fee, right? Pretty straightforward. How much money can they make? Well, last year they made $8.4 billion, right? So the conclusion here is that listing sites have a lot of potential to make money, right? So this is essentially what Airbnb is. Now, let's go over exactly what they're doing in terms of user acquisition through SEO, right? Because yes, they pay for ads. Yes, you might have seen their billboards. So there's a lot of things that a brand like Airbnb does to acquire users. But if you're just starting out, most likely if you're building a listing site or a directory, whatever, most likely you'll have the money to spend on those big billboards or big PPC campaigns, right? Pay-per-click. So here's what they're doing through SEO, which is my opinion, of course, I'm a bit biased, one of the best ways to acquire users. So let's go over the first thing. So what is SEO? Of course, SEO means they're ranking their site higher in search engines like Google or Bing for keywords their target customers are searching for. It's super, super important because don't want to be doing SEO for keywords their customers aren't searching for, because otherwise you'll be wasting time. Now, first things first, what they're doing is programmatic SEO. Now, I won't dive too deep into what it is. I have a video solely on that, which you can actually, it's for another listing website called Nomadlist. This is essentially I guess, Airbnb style listing directory site, but for places, right? For cities in the world where nomads can go to. But essentially, again, a listing website, which most of them benefit a lot from programmatic SEO, right? So what is Airbnb doing in terms of programmatic SEO? Essentially, they're doing templated pages. And I'll go over an example and all that in just a second. And what's the outcome? Well, the outcome is the ability to mass create pages for any location, right? Again, the goal is to target as many location-based keywords as possible. Now, what does this mean? It means that they're building their pages like this. So airbnb.com/city/states. And so let's go over here an example on exactly what this means. So if we go to, for example, Airbnb here, and I mean, we can just go to Ahrefs real quick and then go here to top subfolders. What we're gonna see is that the top subfolders here are gonna be this stays page. So for example, airbnb.com/citynamecitynames/stays, right? What else we have here? Then we'll cover this one in just a second, but yeah, /Orlando, Florida. /stays. So let's just open a couple of these ones, which I already had open up here. This one is for the US. This one, let's see here. This one is for Orlando, Florida, right? And then we can open a couple more here so that I can make my point across. This one's for Las Vegas, this one for Miami. You'll see something similar here. All these pages are essentially all the same, right? As you can see, the only thing that's changing is up there the URL structure right here with the city name changing, and here the H1. This is an H1. If we do this inspect element right here, we can see that this is, of course, an H1, right? Header one, which is essentially, if you can talk a bit more about technical SEO, which I'll talk in just a second, it's what essentially tells Google what the main thing this page is about. So if I can just copy this real quick and put it in here in this browser, just click this little extension. As you can see here, the headings, they have two H1s, Las Vegas Vacation Rentals and Your Guide to Las Vegas. Now, this isn't recommended to have two H1s because this can confuse Google, But so yeah, if I were to have any recommendation to Airbnb, I would say just only have one. But who am I to speak on this? Might just be a little bug. So yeah, that's the first thing you're gonna notice. Sorry, these pages all look the same, right? All of them look the same. And what they're doing here is creating these templated pages for all the cities: Las Vegas, Myrtle Beach, Nashville, San Diego, New York City, Atlanta, Lake Tahoe. So all of these ones are the same. And what they do here is essentially location name, vacation rentals. You have the call to action here above the fold, right? They have the top rated vacation rentals in Las Vegas, right? Keyword here, again, it's gonna be the same. Keyword here, top rated vacation rentals in Miami. Keyword, again, the same thing for Orlando. Then they have the top rentals here, right? Another one right here. And then all this listings, Las Vegas homes listing, this should be Miami homes down here. Of course, homes in Miami, right? All these are the same. So this is the first thing they're doing in regards to their programmatic SEO. And of course, down here, they have a guide to Las Vegas, which again, they're gonna have one to Miami right here, your guide to Miami. And this one's gonna be your guide to Orlando, Florida, right? All of these are programmatic, ideally, or essentially one-click generated pages, which talk about the city, right? This, first of all, making a guide for Las Vegas makes it so this page, the Las Vegas page stays, is very location relevant, which is, of course, what you want, right? When someone's searching for a homestay or a rental house in Las Vegas, or even if they don't include the Las Vegas term, but they're in Las Vegas, Google's gonna know that this page should show up because it is tailored and niched down to the location Las Vegas, right? So they all have all this here. Again, all these pages have all this here. So that's the first thing they're doing. Now, the second thing they're doing is internal linking, which is super, super important, both from a user standpoint, but also from a search engine standpoint, right? So as you can see here, they're linking out to all the nearby destinations, right? So interlinking is something that when you do it, it cannot be random, right? It has to make sense. You wouldn't link to a city that's 1,000 miles away or 1,000 kilometers away, sorry. You should link to the ones that are more close by. What they're doing here is like so, even though these are a bit far away, right? But they're linking to different destinations where you can rent a house. And all of these, of course, are, as you can see, the URL structure is all the same, just like we saw here, /city/stays. And all the pages are exactly the same. Every single page is exactly the same with your guide to San Diego, right? This is what programmatic SEO is. And with this, they're able to generate hundreds of thousands of these location-based pages in just a click of a button. Now, things you have to make sure that you do is, of course, have a clean URL structure. This helps, of course, search engines as well as users. Internal links to relevant pages, again, this helps search engines as well as users, right? Super, super important. One thing they're also doing is the breadcrumbs. It helps the user experience as well. So if you go scroll down here to any of these pages, you see where you're at the moment, right? So Airbnb, homepage, US, Nevada, and then even a county inside of here, right? So this helps users, and users do use it a lot. So this is a great little thing that they're doing, but it is important. Of course, checking the technical SEO like I did before, so checking the H1s right here, how many H1s they have, what the H1s say, right? So this page is telling Google that the main thing about this page is location, vacation rentals, right? Super, super important. Of course, I'm sure they have a robots.txt here as well. And of course, in a sitemap too, that's super, super important. I'm sure they have a meta image right here. So when you post this link on social media or any other Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, this image is gonna pop up. So this one right down here. So super, super important that you have this. So all these little things focusing on technical SEO, they're doing everything. So that's a big win for them. And of course, all these end up being UGC, so user generated pages. So all these here, these aren't properties from Airbnb, right? Airbnb didn't create all these listings, right? Users created this. So they're leveraging user-generated content on these pages, right? So, for example, I think Canva does this as well. I have a case study on them. They have these design pages, which where they leverage designs generated by users. So as a listing website, as a marketplace, as a directory, right, you have the ability, because all your assets are assets made by your users, right? The listings are your assets. So you have to find ways to leverage them. And of course, Airbnb is doing a great job with that. Now, moving on to the next part of the programmatic SEO is the city, /stays/unique stays. And this was a great business move, and I'll go over that in just a second now, but it is the same thing essentially. It's template with pages, which allows them to create pages at scale, good user experience, and conversion rate optimization. I'll show you here in a second. Let me just close all of this. I mean, even because of the internal linking, you can check the pages on here. So I'm in the Las Vegas page. They say here, other types of stays on Airbnb. Unique stays on Airbnb. So we got three houses, camper rentals, tiny house rentals, glamping, lake house rentals, beach house rentals, cabin rentals. Now, all of these became very popular in the last few years, I'd say 2 to 3 years, and they have dedicated pages, not just dedicated pages to tree houses, location, right, dedicated pages to tree houses. As you can see here, age one should be this one. As you can see here, the age one is, of course, tree house rentals. Makes perfect sense, right? Yeah, they want to let search engines know that this page is about treehouse rentals. And again, they have dedicated pages, UGC content right here, so user-generated content right here, internal linking to different parts of this of the US, right? Different places right here, and this goes again to the listing part of the site. And then if you scroll down here again, pretty custom with the breadcrumbs. So they have these templated pages that they're using on every single thing, right? Even the unique stays pages. And reason being why this is a smart move. By the way, these unique stays, again, are tree houses, camper vans, tiny homes, domes, or bungalows, right? And they're grabbing a bunch of these keywords. So, for example, for cabin rentals, beach house rentals, look at the search volume these keywords have, right? It's insane. Beach house, tree house, camper. So every single month, tree house rentals get 13,000 searches every single month. That's just for the keyword treehouse rentals. What about rented treehouse or rented treehouse in the US, rented treehouse in Texas? So there's a bunch of different keywords that can stem from this one, right? And you can increase this number by tenfold if sometimes, right? So super, super interesting. And again, as you can see here, the pages are ranking for this United States /stage/ treehouses. This page gets 20,000 users every single month. They're ranking for treehouse rentals. This one gets 15,000 tiny homes for rent, 13,000 beach house rentals, Airstream rentals, glamping near me, your rent a yurt, 3,000. That's something that's super specific. This is a yurt, right? Rent a yurt rentals. So they're capitalizing on this new trend of renting these more weird type of houses, not conventional houses, and creating dedicated pages for every single one of them. And if for some reason a new type of stay pops off, for example, I don't know, cave rentals, sleep in a cave, I'm sure they'll do the same, right? And I'm sure they'll rank first for it, because they're leveraging, of course, their brand power and their domain authority, because their domain is super authoritative, as you can see here. They have a domain rating of 92. If they create a page for cave rentals, if they want to create it, they just can create it just like so with a simple click of a button, because they have the template already made. You can just pull in all the cave rentals from the user-generated content, and then all this should be the same. Just change a couple of images here, and there you have it. You have dedicated pages for new business ventures that can pop off. That's why I call this a smart business move, right? Using this the templated and programmatic SEO thinking on these types of pages, right? Now, they do the exact same thing on the luxury market. If you just go for airbnb.com/luxury, I think that's the one. Yeah, they have this separated website for luxury, right? And if we do this, right, let me see here. I mean, we can just put it in Ahrefs. If we go here and just search for airbnb.com/luxury and go to the top pages, we can see that these are just listing ones. Let me see here. Let me just do this. And let me just go scroll down here. Most likely, yeah, they have it all here. They have it all here. So more Airbnb Lux destinations, right? They have it by country and by the most Lux destinations, for example, in the French Alps. Because, yes, you can just search for the French Alps, but there are different, for example, ski resorts. So they're targeting every single one of these pages. And I guarantee you that all of these are programmatically done. As you can see here, they're all the same. Once again, all the same. One thing that changes is the H1 and the URL structure, right? Every single page of these is the exact same, right? We down here, they haven't done the one that they had in Las Vegas, so what to do in Las Vegas, or, right, they're not writing a blog down here, but I'm sure, for example, for the France page, they are, yeah, they are. As you can see here, are all about France, right? All this down here. So they're doing the exact same thing. This works, right? Canva also is doing the same. Zapier is also doing the same. So this, as an SEO strategy, works great, because, I mean, they're doing it. They are billion-dollar companies, raking in a ton of traffic. So this works. So again, for the luxury market, for the more hype, I guess, trendy market with these unique stays, and of course for the quote-unquote regular market, for just any city, any type of stay, apartment, house, whatever, they're doing programmatic SEO for all that. So super, super interesting. Now, moving on to branded versus non-branded search terms. As you know, brands take years to build, of course. You cannot just build a brand in a couple of months or even a year, right? And brands are built on content and authority, and content builds authority, right? If you want to build a brand, you got to put yourself out there, got to do videos, got to do content, got to do podcasts, all that, on a more smaller scale, right? But you got to start somewhere, and the content production is the best way to do it, right? Now, what's interesting to see here is that Airbnb's traffic, and I took this from similar right here, Airbnb's traffic, most of it, of course, is direct, but the second biggest traffic source is organic search, right? So 14% of Airbnb's traffic comes from search engines like Bing or Google. So you can just imagine, out of the market cap they have and out of the $8.4 billion they made last year, how much this comes into play and how much organic search traffic generates in terms of revenue for Airbnb. As you can probably tell, it's a couple of billions, most likely. So super, super interesting. And they're running some ads as well, but the ads are much less than the organic search volume. So super interesting. Now, one thing we do have to look at is recently, the last couple of years, organic keywords on Airbnb, were down, but traffic went up, right? So as you can see here, these are the organic keywords. Let's say, let's start measuring from January 2021. They're going down, right? Organic keywords as a whole are going down, but traffic is sadly going up, or even stagnating a bit, but most likely it's going up, right? Now, why this is interesting? Let me just go over here to Airbnb. If we go to airbnb.com and go to their the overview and then go organic search, we can see clearly that the number of keywords, so ranking from, for example, on the top three, so 1 to 3 is 106,000, right? Now, we go down here and the total amount of keywords ranking goes down, right? We go from around 5 million to 3 million, right? But you can notice that the number of top three rankings, in this case, is 115,000. Right here is 160,000. So the overall keyword rankings dropped down, but the overall top three rankings went up. That's why, part of the reason that the traffic didn't go down, right? Even though the keywords went down. This is super interesting because it means that they're optimizing the pages for, they're not just targeting random keywords, they're optimizing for the keywords that give them the most traffic, right? Which is very, very smart. And this also ties in with the brand power. How so? Because most likely, and they're ranking for a lot of branded keywords, right? And that was achieved through the investment in more branded marketing. And they have an article on Wall Street Journal or New York Times about that, about investing more on brand, right? Like the billboards you see typing just saying just Airbnb, right? Investing in brand and leveraging all the years that they've building out their brand to rank higher for more branded keywords. If we go here, for example, to Ahrefs and just go exactly to the keywords that they're ranking for, organic keywords, you're going to see, of course, that's a given, most of them are Airbnb, right? Most of the keywords that they're ranking for are Airbnb, either that's wrongly spelled or correctly spelled, but most of them have Airbnb in the name, right? Airbnb, all these, all the keywords ranking in the top 100, the ones that get the more traffic, are the keywords with the brand name in it. And this, of course, just goes to show that the power of the brand that they've built throughout the years is surpassing the power of the organic keywords for example, cabins near me, or cabins rentals, or luxury home rentals, right? The brand is super, super important. This is a bit of a tangent, but it is important to understand that when you're having and when you're building a brand and your SEO strategy, it always needs to be around a brand and how you position yourself, how you position yourself in terms of your brand. Super, super important. Now, just to finish this off, before I talk about my final point here, is optimizing pages that fulfill the user's search intent. So what I mean by this is they're targeting every single keyword that a user that wants to rent any place anywhere can possibly search for. What I mean by this is place, they have pages targeting houses, apartments, luxury stays, camper vans, treehouses, bungalows, right? anywhere, any city, any country. They also have these special location pages. For example, Joshua Tree National Park. So targeting national parks, they're going very granular in the way that they're targeting their customers. And so this is more or less of an overview of Airbnb's organic acquisition for users through SEO and how they're making money with it. Because at the end of the day, Airbnb is a listing website, and there's a lot of potential to make money with listing websites, because listing websites are just a fantastic way to gather in one place a curated and vetted amount of things, whether that's, for example, house listings like Airbnb, whether that's, for example, people like on Vetted, where we gather SEO experts, right? Marketplaces and listing sites and directories. And their inherent value comes from the aggregation and the conjunction of you being able to join all these valuable things that you do not own, right? Airbnb doesn't own their property, but they're able to aggregate and have one place on the internet where other users can come and benefit from what other users are selling. So that's the whole benefit of a listing website, right? You can make money without owning any asset, without owning any people. Of course, not that you own people, but you get my point, right? And this is true for a lot of businesses out there. Airbnb, Upwork, Fiverr, Vetted, all of these marketplace directory listing websites benefit from user-generated content, right? And they're a great way to make money. Now, of course, you cannot just spin up a website and make money with it. You have to have, of course, a proper marketing strategy in place. And Airbnb's strategy for user acquisition through organic SEO is very, very smart. So that's why I wanted to let you know on that. Now, if you do have interest in creating a listing type of a website and the whole how it works behind the scenes, how you can actually make money with it and scale it, let me know in the comments and I'll DM you a link. I think I can DM you on YouTube. If not, I'll just comment below the link to see if you're interested. I'll also leave it in the description. So yeah, if you're interested in starting a business like this, it does, of course, consume a lot of work, but it can be very, very profitable. So yeah, let me know. This is being a long video. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to like, subscribe, and I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.